Let them sleep. Stop. Think. Children's Tylenol Plus Cold. Use as directed.
Naughty, naughty computer. Bad, naughty, nasty computer. Shame, 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 naughty computer. Naughty, nice computer. Nice, soft, naughty computer. Oh, computer!
Dad, if you're having a roller coaster effect with your computer, you're listening to the right show.
It's up and it's down, and back up again, and
like the stock market,
back down.
Chances are you're sitting out there, you're getting pop-ups of mania. It just pops up like crazy. Your machine takes forever to start up now. It's slow, and guess what? You're probably just totally loaded up with all kinds of junk that you fell for when you clicked on little links in your email, like free icons, free smiley faces for your email.
Free
your
purple machine. Pills.
Yeah, your machine may be infected with spyware. Click
you know
here.
What? I just realized we have MTV to blame for pop-ups. Remember really? Our old pop-up video from the 80s?
That's a VH1.
Oh, was it VH1?
Yes.
Well, it's still owned by MTV, so it's all the same.
Oh, I saw those guys.
You blame those guys. Pop-up video started all this problem.
Well, if you're having those kinds of issues, that or questions about, do you have an email that you're looking at, you're not sure what to do with? Call us. Tell us what it is. We'll tell you exactly what to do with it. Most likely, it'll be delete.
Or how about this one? How do you get such a great voice, Ken?
Me? I eat lots of sushi.
Well, that was a question that somebody might have.
You mean like, who cuts your hair?
It was more rhetorical. Right.
All right. Well, let's rhetorical on over to our phones here. Let's talk to Bill, who's got a PC and a Mac.
Oh, yeah.
You're by computeral.
Yes,
you go both ways, so to speak.
No. You're by operational system. Bill, yeah, what's going on? What are you an eBay user?
Oh, yes.
And?
And I recently had two sales on eBay, and musical instruments is what I do on there. And these were pretty, you know, valuable instruments, professional quality instruments. So I got an email right away for one of the ads. This guy wanted to send me an extra $3,000, and then I would transfer it back to his bank account, you know?
Right, yeah, that's scam.
And I just sent a nasty message back to him.
Well, hang on, Bill, because some people, especially people that are new to online auctions, if they're selling something in classifieds, folks, if you ever get somebody saying, listen, I'm from another part of the country or whatever, and I've got this big check, and I'm going to have to send you the whole check, but just take the part you need for your musical instrument out and then send me the balance. Or put the balance into this other account. It's just a big scam to get you to just take your money and put it into an account on a check that's no good.
Right.
It's a big-time scam. That's a huge warning sign, right, Bill?
Yes, it is.
You knew it right away.
I was aware of that from listening to you guys, and Clark Howard talks about it all the time, too.
Excellent. I'm sure Clark probably did more for you than us.
No, Clark actually has a really good show.
Oh, he's got a great show.
I've heard that a few times and went, wow, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, he's great. So anyway, that was the first email, and then later on in the auction, I got contacted by bidders from Europe, one from Germany and one from Holland, and you know, I don't mind doing business with those countries, but after the auction ended, they asked me if I would give them my bank account number
so they could transfer
funds.
Great idea.
I said, no, I'm not going to do that.
Why didn't you offer up your PIN number and your Social Security number with the bank information?
And they mail them the card.
And maybe send them the card and your ID. That'd be helpful.
And they both emailed me back and said the same thing, that people in Europe do this all the time. What's the problem with you? Why can't you do this for us?
Just say, I don't live in Europe.
Tell them to ship whatever the purchase price was in euros, just have them put that in an envelope, because that's how we do it in this country.
Yeah, right.
Right, and we also drive on the right side of the road, my friend.
Yeah.
So anyway, the one from Germany paid me through PayPal.
Yep.
Which I didn't mind, but I took the money out right away and held on to it for a week before I sent the instrument to make sure there were no problems.
Bill, you're a smart cookie.
And the other guy sent me a bank check drawn on a U.S. bank.
Bill, listen, we got to go to break, but we want to do a whole show on eBay, because I think that it's worthy of spending the entire time talking to eBay users and helping people that want to get into this thing. So please stay tuned to that. Watch our newsletter. We'd love to have you participate in that as well.
Thanks.
All right, Bill. Thank you. Learn from other people's mistakes, folks. That's the essence of this show. Really, it's about somebody else's pain, right?
Indeed.
Let them take the hit. Learn from their grief.
It's the Computer Corner. We've got a full hour left of show to go, so stick around. Lots more coming up. More of your calls, your questions at 602 602- 877-5827 or check us out online at datadoctors.com.